feel about the sense of urgency coming into this week and getting ready for this game on a quick turnaround? Do you feel a sense of urgency?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's obviously a different kind of week because we can't, you know, we can't get out there and, you know, full speed practice and stuff with this short week, but it's definitely a sense of urgency in every part that we can do. You know, how we were able to walk through, jog through type of practice today, being on top of everything, watching film, talking about everything. I mean, it's a huge sense of urgency because we need to play well. You know, it hasn't been good in four games. So, you know, I think we need the most sense of urgency out of the whole team, and I think we had it today. And with a game like this, we need to continue it all the way until it's kickoff. You know, it's going to be coming in tomorrow, meetings in the morning, but we need to stay at it, you know, all day tomorrow, all day leading up to the game Thursday. So that's what these Thursday games are, though. You know, it's not as much physical, but you have to get as much mental reps and watching film as possible. So I think we understand that. Now we just got to go do it this week.
Devin, I know you guys aren't big on stats around here, but when you look at the numbers defensively, just 32nd against the pass, 30, like, how do you react to that? What do you think?
I mean, we play bad. I mean, to me, I wouldn't say we don't go off the stats. The most important stat to us is points, and we're last in points. So, you know, that's what it comes down to. You know, our offense has scored more than enough points to win games. So, you know, obviously, you know, not every stat is important to winning, but, you know, the key stat is points. And when you're last in that, there's a lot you need to do better defensively.
And Deron talked after the game the other night about how, you know, maybe we need to do more film study. Maybe we need to meet more as a group and just talk about things. Have you noticed for you guys, safeties or the corners in particular, has there been more of that this week, or because of the short week, it's tough to
grab? That's all it's been. You know, that's all it's been. We were able to watch film in there. You know, we just finished watching film again. We're able to walk through before the walkthrough. So, I mean, one thing I know about here is when things aren't going right, we're not going to sit around and hope it gets better. We're going to attack it and do everything we can to make it better. So we've met, we've walked through again. So we got to keep doing that. And then we got to go play well Sunday. You know, it's not like, you know, we're not sitting around here talking about a team that's been, you know, kind of sitting around scratching our head for 4 weeks. We've been getting after it. We've been, you know, watching film, doing things. Like, we need to go play well on game day too. You know, that's a part of being a good football team and being good players, is when it's time to go play and turn what you've practiced, what you've watched into the game reality, you know, we got to go do that. So to me, I'm anxious and excited about that part of it too. I think, you know, we don't have a group that is, you know, that doesn't know hard work and, you know, wants to just come and just sit around. You know, we have a hard working group of guys, you know, but it's time to show up and make plays and, you know, play better.
I mean, you've been around for a long time in the sense of you've seen your team go through these types of things. What does it usually take to get out of this? And also, what's the feeling like when you're out there as a team saying, just do this, do that, as far as what you need to do to kind of get going that way?
You just got to stick at it. You know, I don't know. I mean, you guys are probably know better stats and stuff. If we've been this bad through four games, you know, the first four games, we've had different struggles at times. I mean, like any team, but, you know, I think this is even new to me as far as the type of things and how we're playing and how the game's going. But you just have to keep playing, you know, through everything. You know, last year we had some changes midway through when we let Jamie go and traded him, and we had to adjust, and the only thing we could do was just keep practicing and keep playing and, you know, keep pushing forward to get it turned around. And to me, that's all I know. That's the only thing you can do is keep working at it and, you know, keep doing things. And if you're trying one thing and that's not working, try something else. So we're going to continue to do that and keep trying to get it better. And, you know, I think that we all know in the secondary that we have to get it better. You know, it's the NFL. It's simple. You either get it better or you have to look for a new job. So I think we all understand that.
Devin, just because you have this great record of not piling up losses and not having them come back to back to back, you just can't assume that just because you have that record, it's just going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, No, not at all. I think, you know, you got to go win football games. That's why we have that record, because we go out there working and, you know, you go win a game. But, you know, nobody in the NFL is going to sit there and say, you know, the Patriots don't lose back-to-back, so we got to let them win this week. We just got to go out there and execute and go try to get a win. And now it's on the road, so that's going to make it even tougher on a short week.
Kevin, last week you said we're letting the offense down. How do you guys avoid pointing fingers in this?
It doesn't help. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. You understand. But I also think as a responsibility as a player to your teammates, you got to understand when you need to step up. You know, I don't think that's pointing fingers when, you know, defensively we understand we got to step up and do our part. You know, I think the thing is we always preach here, do your job. When you're not doing your job, you know, no one's pointing their finger at you, but they're letting you know, you're not doing your job, and we need you to do your job to be successful. So, you know, and I think the thing is we always talk about complimenting each other, playing complimentary football, and, you know, the offense can't really do that if we don't go get stops and do our part. So, you know, more than pointing fingers, I just think it's us understanding our responsibility and doing it.
Mantra, do your job. When you're having breakdowns periodically or frequently, is there a tendency, as one guy fails to do his job or maybe understand his job, for other guys to try to do more than their job? How dangerous is that?
Yeah, that's very dangerous. I mean, that's why we're meeting, that's why we're going over things, so it doesn't turn into that where, you know, now a guy is unsure of what's going to happen, so he's trying to do this and that. That'll never work. So that's why it's always key. I know you guys always ask us Sunday about, you know, after a game, what happened. That's why Monday's so key of, you know, maybe the next team's not like that team, but maybe that comes back up later in the season, or maybe it comes back up the next week. And that's why it's important to go back and correct those things for that reason that you're talking about. So we're not sitting there, you know, a guy's like, dang, I remember this formation. We got this last week, and I didn't know what was going to happen. I still don't. That's why you want to go over it. It's like, all right, we messed it up on this play, but the next time it comes up, let's get it right so everyone can still play fast.
Devin, were there any changes in how you guys practice communication today as opposed to weeks before, you know, some of the mess-ups that happened last week?
No, I mean, I think Bill says it best all the time. Communication is a two-way street. One guy talks, one guy listens. I mean, I don't know. I don't know many ways that we can, like, you can do that any better. You know, we have hand signals. We talk. When we talk, we have ways that guys know you got it by you confirming. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, there's many ways that we can change how we do that. You know, like I said earlier, it's about getting it and then just doing it.
Final question.
From your experience, I mean, how correctable do you see the breakdowns?
I think everything in football is correctable, especially if you have a group that you feel you have some good football players, and we have a talented group, so I always think that's correctable. I think, you know, you watch the NFL, you'll see teams that are last go to first. You see that all the time. It's because of the – but it comes from putting the time in and the work in. So, you know, as I sit here and say it's correctable, but it's up to us to correct it. You know, it's not going to just correct itself. It's really on us of getting it done, and I think we're on the right path, but like I always say, being on the right path, you don't know until you go out there and do it in the game. So, to me, that has to be our focus, to go out there Thursday night. Obviously, go out there and try to get a win, but we need to play well.
Thanks, Devin.
No problem.